Matt Greenwood returning with you on KJEV Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. Tasty breakfast fast, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. Pleased to be joined by Wayne Montgomery, the head coach of the Windsor Owls softball team. Returning to coach a team that was oh so close to knocking off the Hillsborough Hawks in the Class 3 District 2 semifinals last year. A game that went 8 innings, as you may know by now. Hillsborough wound up finishing 4th at Staten. Coach, that was an entertaining year for you guys last year, a great game that went extra innings. Just talk about the ride to that spot in the district semis against Hillsborough and kind of how you feel the team or what the team you feel like learned from that experience.
I think that with last year's team, we played a tough schedule all year, which kind of got us in a good position come district time. And even though we're 12-10, I think we had a pretty solid team. We just played some really good teams last year as far as that goes, playing Sullivan and Hillsborough during the season and Festus and all them and Farmington, some great teams in the area. I think we learned as far as last year's ride and stuff, that we can compete with any team on any given day if we just come and bring our A game. Now, one of the things that I think we were pretty young last year in some key spots. We started a lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores. So that extra year of them getting an opportunity to play in those type of tight games, in those tight situations, I think is going to help us down the road and stuff. We bring back a lot of our main hitters from last year's team, and hopefully that they can come in and do some damage for us and put us in a good position. Delaney Mantel, unfortunately didn't get as many innings last year as we would like because we had a lot of rainouts situations and stuff like that. And Veselsky was so dominant on the mound that she got a majority of the time. But we feel pretty confident with Delaney Mantel that she can keep us in games and hopefully we'll hit and play defense like I know we can.
Yeah, let's expand on that a little bit. Mantel, just tell us a little bit about what makes her a good pitcher and what you think can make her have a successful season this year.
Yeah, I think with Delana, I mean, she's over the years had really good control. She's got some good movement and stuff. Got a decent velocity on her fastball. She's working now to throw a rise ball. She's been kind of working on that as a kind of an out pitch for her. So she's one of those things, too, with working with Piper Montgomery behind the plate, who's had 2 years varsity experience and who's a solid catcher. I think it's going to be beneficial for her, too, as well. But we're confident, Delana, that she's got, like I said, good control and she's got some good pitches to work with. And if she keeps her gets the movement going in games and hits her spots like she's supposed to, she should be in a good situation there to win some games for us.
And Coach Montgomery, obviously you'd like to have two ladies that you can throw in the circle. So are we talking pitcher battle for the last spot there?
We got a senior that came out for the first time who'd been playing some summer ball and stuff. Just someone that was a very active student and elected not to try to give it a shot until this year. We kind of went out and kind of recruited her. I knew she played and stuff. So she's battling for the second spot. Reagan Poe is her name. So it's her first year out, but she's been playing softball and stuff. And so she's got a decent velocity that's comparable to Delana. We're just trying to get some control things down right now with her. Then we got a sophomore, Corinne James, that could possibly see some time in the mound, too, varsity-wise. She's improving every day and someone that is going to get a lot of JV innings for us. And then we also have a freshman, Abby Holland, going to compete possibly, too, for that. Two spots. A big kid, Abby Holland, is with a lot of velocity. She just started picking up pitching the last few years, so we're very sure she has a bright future too. We're just trying to get down to the basics right now.
All right. Well, good. Glad to hear it. I know the Owls faithful are glad to hear that there's several options for Coach Montgomery in the circle this year. Let's move on to the offense. As you mentioned just a couple minutes ago, offensively, you guys did have some really talented hitters. Obviously, Veselsky gone, leading the team in batting average and home runs, but returning, you have Peyton Irwin, who's a little bit of everything. Piper Montgomery, who seems to be solid in situations where there's runners on base. Even Gabby Dewing had some big moments last year for you. So why don't we just sort of talk about those three and who else you like going into this year?
Yeah, I mean, those three, they're three juniors now. You know, last year they're sophomores, so they're still young kids, you know, young players for us and everything. And I'd say, you know, next to Veselski, they probably were the three best bats in the lineup the majority of the time, as far as that goes. Peyton Irwin's one of those kids that's just it's a clutch-type kid offensively, and she's got some speed, too, so if she gets on the bases, she can cause a little havoc for us. So she's someone that can help us produce some runs with her feet and as well as with her bat. She really improved from her freshman year to last year. You know, went from being an honorable mention, I think, or actually she didn't get anything all-conference her freshman year, and then she was first-team all-conference last year, so that was a big step for her. You know, and Piper Montgomery is someone that's got a lot of power, and you know, we're hoping to tap into that a little bit this year. But she was a pretty consistent hitter for us last year, and unfortunately caught some bad breaks here and there. Otherwise, her average probably would have been a lot higher as far as that goes. But we're confident she can drive in some runs for us just like she did last year. And Gabby Dewing was a big surprise for us last year, who came in as a sophomore and didn't get any time as a freshman, other than a few innings, but as a sophomore, she came in and got the job done defensively for us. And from the hitting wise, she's got a lot of pop in her bat. She's a big line drive hitter. And I mean, when she hits it, she's going to hit it hard. So we're confident about her too. And as well as some of the other girls, some of the sophomores that are going to get some time this year and some of the returning seniors as well.
And returning seniors. Actually, I was about to transition into that. I believe you have seven going in this year. That number could either be a little lower or a little higher. But
it's changed. I think we're at six now. Yeah. So we had a couple kids that decided that they weren't going to do it this year with work and things like that going on. But we've got Delaney Mantel is a senior for us. Great thing about Delaney is she is a true leader in all ways. She's a great sportsmanship-type kid, and she's going to motivate the other kids. And she's somebody, she's on the mound, you want to play hard for her, you want to give it your best. So, and Delaney, you know, she's also a solid bat at the plate. You know, Emma Poveronica started last year majority of the time in right, well, pretty much all year in right field on defense. We had some other girls that were hitting a little better at the time, so she didn't get as much hitting time as probably we would like to have for her gotten. But I think this year she's going to maybe even man the number one spot for us in the lineup, and hopefully she can set the table for us and get on base. So we're excited about it. Poveronica. Another girl that had a pretty good season last year for us was Alyssa Copeland. She didn't have as many at-bats, but she went through some injury-type stuff for a little while during the season. But she's a 400-type hitter, maybe could hit three or four home runs for us. So we're kind of excited about her. Then we got Jillian Davis, Jaden Trace, Trice, and then Reagan Poe, which all – Poe will mainly see action in the mound. Jaden will see some action in left field on defense, and hopefully – she's a slapper, so she'll get some opportunities to show what she can do there at the bat. And then Jillian Davis is kind of our pitch hitter off the bench, that someone that can come in and get some key hits for us. And she's going to DP some and get some stints in the outfield. So we're pretty confident with the girls we got, and we're excited. You know, I think they all can contribute something. We've got 15 girls, and I think they all will see some considerable action at one time and get some opportunities to show what they can do.
All right, very well. Coach, other than pitcher, because I know we've kind of covered that, but positionally speaking, are there any open spots where you haven't quite decided who you're going to throw into those roles? Do you have a starting spot that there's a battle for? Can you kind of give us some insight into that?
I think we've got five sophomores that are trying to get some time this year, and they all have some good qualities about them. They're all pretty solid defensively. They're all solid hitters, so they're going to be pushing to get into the lineup. I'll be honest with you. I'm one of those people that nothing's ever for sure. You know, of course we do definitely have a number one pitcher this year and stuff, but you know, a lot of times everything's up. We're going to do what's best for the team. And sometimes that even means moving your best kid at one position to another position because we need to play shortstop rather than be a catcher and so forth. So, you know, I think first base is going to be interesting for us. Sierra Parker, it's kind of emerged as a favorite there. She got a little bit of time last year as a freshman, but she's shown a lot of pop in her bat this during the off season and in practices so far. Lacey Pruitt played a lot of first last year, and she was a dominant hitter. Actually got three hits off Emma Nichols last year in the district competition against them. So we know she's going to factor in somewhere as a hitter. And then we've got Brooke Anderson and Grace Sullen and Riley Siegel. They're going to actually be able to do some things for us too. They're all kids that can play defense. They're probably especially more the defensive side, but they also have a bat that can go along with it too. So like I said, everything's kind of up for grabs, I would think. And hopefully, I think competition brings success. And we got 14 girls trying to get all in those position spots. And hopefully, it'll bring some good competition and we'll have some good results from it.
All right, very well, Coach Montgomery. I know you're getting set up for practice here, so I'll get you out on this. You start off the season Thursday, September 5th at Sullivan. If I remember correctly, they made it to state last year in their respective class and did pretty good there. I think maybe finished third, if I'm not mistaken. But your first home game is Wednesday, September 9th against St. Vincent. So as you look at this year's schedule, what are some key matchups you're looking forward to your girls going up against?
I think Sullivan early on is going to be kind of a test to see, you know, where we kind of rank and how we're going to be as far as overall. Sullivan's a great program. So, you know, it's one of those things that we could go in there and play really well and build up some good confidence, or we could go in there and not play well at all and be an eye-opening experience for us what we need to do for the rest of the season. So it's good to have a good test like that right off the bat to see what you're like. So we're as far as that goes, but I mean, I think in the conference, I think our conference has been pretty good in the last few years. So Hillsborough, Festus, DeSoto, and Pius has a pretty good pitcher down there too. And I know R7's got some great athletes. So I mean, we're going to get tested in the conference play. And I think it's probably more so than any other year. I think it's wide open. I think any of us can take the conference championship. There's a lot of teams that could buy for it. So sorry, I'm outside the football area right now. They're getting ready to go right now.
No, you're good. You're good.
But yeah, so we play a tough schedule. We play Seckman, we play Northwest, so we go out and play some bigger schools. We got about 800 something students in the high school, but we'll play some of those big schools that have 1,700-1,800 kids because we want to get the good competition. You know, our goal is to be the best team we can at district time. And, you know, sometimes you take some lumps along the way, but you've got to see what you're made of, and we're going to go after those teams that the bigger schools and see what we can do.
All right, great deal. And as you mentioned, the conference, based on what I've seen from last year and kind of, you know, the changes that a lot of schools in your conference have gone through, yeah, it's going to be a wide-open one, something certainly to keep an eye on for not just us here at KJF, but our listeners as well. So, Coach Montgomery, thanks again for your time, and have a fun practice tonight.
All right, thank you again for the exposure. Thanks.
All right, that is Wayne Montgomery, head coach of the Windsor Softball Owls, wrapping up KJF Sports Talk.